Hey everybody, welcome to another installment of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos that I produce, then subscribe to me over on MGTOW.TV. It's the first link in the description. You can also find other great content creators like Turtlinging Monkey, as well as Redonkulous, and so many more. So check it out. Number one, we have a woman that claims she's so hot that men are intimidated by her hotness and don't want to date her. Clearly, the men that she finds attractive don't find her attractive enough to approach. I think she just said what she did so people feel sympathy for her, and she'll get more views on TikTok. Up next, we have a graphic that illustrates women's logic when it comes to men. For them, the majority of men are invisible if we don't meet their standards. In reality, the betas out there in the game would be used as emotional tampons, and she would have let a few of them in. Remember, Chad doesn't bring flowers over, and she's probably an alpha widow. Number three, we have a Pakistani woman that deleted 18 people with poison because she was forced into an arranged marriage. She says it was her right to resist forced marriage. This just shows you how much women hate beta males. What really disturbs me is the number of woke women in the comments section agreeing with her actions. She got the poison from her boyfriend and tried to do her husband in, but it accidentally got into some yogurt and took out his whole extended family. The woman Bibi, surprise, refuses to take accountability and is now blaming her boyfriend. Up next, we have a sinner that's trying to turn herself into a saint. She went from lonely fans model to preacher and Bible nerd. I guess God can change anyone, but I don't think even he can change one's body count. She probably wants a naive religious man that's a virgin so she can be the one in control of the relationship. She's probably 30 now and asking for God's forgiveness. For many carousel riders, church is their retirement home. Next, we have a bearded lady that ditched the razor and now feels beautiful. If you need more proof that there's no such thing as a female incel, she says that her partner likes running his fingers through her beard and it admires it. More like running his hands down a chalkboard. Plus, she has job security because every state fair needs a bearded lady, it seems. Number six, speaking of incels, the next time a woman shames you by calling you that because she can't think of a better insult, remember, it's only because sex is the only unit of value that she can understand. Most of the time, women's only insults are calling guys gay, cheap, and saying you have a small pee-pee, or that you're an incel. Creativity doesn't seem to be their strong suit. Number seven shows us what happens when communists win. The leftoids think that they're real communists, but in reality, they're the useful idiots. To be honest, so was Che Guevara, and it was Castro that benefited the most from him in Cuba. But I wouldn't worry about it because today's youth don't actually have the work ethic to build the gulags needed for their communist ideals. Next up, remember that gag from Demolition Man where people were fat and dressed like sofas? Masculinity was considered toxic too, and muscular men like Stallone were considered dinosaurs. Meat was also considered illegal. All I have to ask is, when do I get my rat burger? Or in our version of reality, roach burger. Speaking of fat, that dog has a look on its face of a newly rescued dog that realizes it's never going to basically go for a walk ever again. If I were him, I'd be more worried that if the supply chains end up breaking down for only 12 hours, I'd be on the dinner menu. Number 10 shows us the sad situation where women only learned about which men make good fathers only once they become single mothers. Once they're done with Chad, of course. More like when Chad's done with them and they go for the beta bucks cleanup hitter instead. But this is the mating strategy of the beta bucks. She might have a child or two to cement the deal, and he ends up happy for it. Moving on, we have this unfortunate tragedy at a gay bar. A 25-year-old plus-size drag queen died in the middle of a performance of a heart attack. The medical examiner says that obesity and diabetes also killed him or her. Remember that this is strong, empowering, and courageous. Never forget it. Number 12, we learn that Margot Robbie only got the part of Barbie because Amy Schumer quit the role and turned it down. She said the studio wasn't interested in doing it the way that she wanted to do it, so it's not actually fake news. It would have been better with Schumer than dozens of YouTubers could have made their careers mocking her. She was also probably told to lose weight because no one would go and see something like this. The next one is also something I would love to see. Four women heading in a tiny capsule for a year and a half to Mars and back. Somehow I don't think that they're going to make it. Only after one day will the place look like a woman's bathroom. And what will they do without an emotional tampon along for the journey? My thinking is it'll be a year and a half of screaming and pulling hair. Up next, we have a woman that finally went viral 7 years after she hung out topless from a vehicle for attention and then ended up striking a light post, forcibly ejecting her from her meat suit. She won the Darwin Award for 2017. I'm just sad that her 11-year-old son had to watch this happen from the back seat. The happy ending, though, is he ended up being reunited with his father. He was her ex-husband at the time. Up next, we have a post showing us just how desperate many of the Lonely Fans models are out there these days. They complain that men are willing to pay them 10 times more for actual action with a real woman instead of the money to be teased through a screen. Paying her is like paying $5 to sit at a steakhouse and have a steak dangled in your face, instead of paying $50 or $40 to actually eat one. Number 16, it looks like the thought audit continues. We have a woman that was reported to the IRS by one of her potential clients. She blocked him and then got back to him insulting him by calling him a virgin, once again showing us a lack of creativity when it comes to female insults. She also says that he's an incel because no girl wants to touch him. Her story brought a tear to my cock, though. Moving on, this meme shows us how you can simp for men or the proud owner of mammaries. The difference, of course, is that you pay men for motivation and inspiration as a fan versus paying women for the privilege of continuing to pay them even more. My main criticism of Jordan Peterson is that cleaning up your room makes you less creative. You need a certain amount of chaos in your space to be creative. So in some sense, he's taking men's creative ability away from them if you listen to him. Number 18 asks the question, should men care about body count? Of course we should. The higher the number, the less I care. Of course, getting the true number out of her is like getting someone willingly to basically go to the dentist and get a root canal. We should start asking women the question, do you care about our bank accounts and incomes? They'll deny it, but you know the answer, of course, is yes. Next up, we have this week's most viewed meme. A man hires a working girl to come over to his hotel. No pun intended. And then he answers the door and it's his own daughter. I hope she didn't give him the old family discount. I wonder what the mom's reaction is going to be to all of this. You know, it always could have been worse. It could have been his son. Talk about daddy issues. Number 20, we have Stormy Daniels, and it looks like she's going to have to pay another $120,000 in legal fees after a failed defamation lawsuit against Trump. Trump keeps on winning. I just don't think he's going to win against DeSantis if he runs against him. Moving on is the cover of a book by Ava Wright, called Fat White Women and the Black Men That Love Them. If it was ever raining fat women, then black men would be the honorary umbrella protecting us from that storm. Considering that 75% of American women are overweight now, it's more than black men that love them these days. Number 22, we see the evolution of feminism from first wave to third wave. What will things look like when we get to fourth wave feminism? You already know the answer to that. Women are asking the question, where have all the good men gone now? But it looks more like this. I think that six-wave feminism, however, returning to traditionalism, isn't going to happen. It's a trad cuck's wildest dream, just like $10,000 gold is an 80-year-old gold bug's wet dream. Up next, we have Spider-Man trying to keep this Disney princess from flying apart. The wokesters think that they're attacking old culture, but it's mostly women that enjoy Disney's The Little Mermaid from 35 years ago, and not men. We're actually enjoying laughing at it more this time. Number 24, we have Mr. Mustache himself with his girlfriend Ava Braun. Look at the pain in his eyes being with her, and this is before he knew the war was over. This one makes fun of incels telling them that they're less desirable than Hitler. In his case, I don't think she desired him as much as she desired the money and power that he was attached to, not to mention the social status. In an alternate universe, he never dated her and ended up winning the war. Tom Likas always used to say that women are attracted to money, power, and fame, or any combination of the three. Number 25, we have an image illustrating that women are the ones usually instigating violence in 3/4 of domestic violence cases. Then you have the white knight cops ready to ruin your life afterward. These women probably strike you while lashing out in pain as if you hit them. This week's last one shows us the difference between how society treats men with mental illness versus women. Women go online and get cash and prizes that are rained down on them, while men become homeless and discarded. Someone responded by sharing this image, showing you the difference between public housing for women who can't financially support their children versus the men that can't do the same. It's either the streets or the big house for men, or Instagram influencer and welfare housing for women. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Again, if you want them early, check out MGTOW.TV. Link is in the description. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can to PayPal or Subscribestar for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.